Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts.
From the DeFont McGroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, this is episode 171 of the Por Favor, Manténganse Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by my wife, Susie.
Hi, everyone.
Mr. Klinsman, as you can see, we did not announce the Westerly studio. He is using his use-it-or-lose-it vacation days. I wasn't even aware that the Por Favor podcast awarded individual employees vacation time. But Mr. Klinsman's up in New Hampshire with family, relaxing, decompressing, and getting ready for next week. He promised me that he was going to be studying vigorously for our next topic, so he's on vacation with family, eating grilled cheese sandwiches at Storybook Land, relaxing, and Susie joined us in studio, putting in some hard work. We're going to talk about Exposé. We saw them at the Garden Rock series. What date was that, Susie?
It was Friday, April 28th, I believe.
And you actually took a half day, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I took a half day at work.
Specifically to go see Exposé.
Specifically to see Exposé, yes. We had a busy May coming up, and we weren't going to have a lot of time together, and Saturday night didn't work for Mike with his schedule, so took a half day, and we went and had a nice meal, and then enjoyed Exposé. Back to my youth.
We're not going to review our meal, but where did we eat, do you remember?
We ate at La Hacienda. Sun on Hill.
And your thoughts real briefly.
It's fantastic.
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had the, the braised short rib.
Right, we had the queso fundido, and then we had the braised short rib.
And I had the taco sampler. It had some fish, beef, and pork. I won't get into that, but that appetizer, just briefly describe that.
I can't even describe it.
It was a plate of love. Wouldn't you describe it as
that? It was a plate of love. It was like melted cheese with some delicious cherries on top.
Nice cherries.
It was incredible.
You scooped it with a spoon, and you loaded it on tortillas, right?
Yes.
And just
so you're basically making your own little quesadilla. But it was to die for. I was expecting, the melted cheese, more like a dipping sauce kind of a thing, but it was stringy and lovely and absolutely fabulous.
In short, it was just a plate of love. And we also were able to meet the Willings. They did their own review, but it was nice to meet Doug and his lovely wife.
Yes, they're very, very nice people. Sounds adorable.
The Jürgen family, right?
Correct.
They were the Jürgen family, according to their stroller. But the main event was Exposé, and you took a day off to see Exposé?
I took a half a day. Let's not exaggerate.
Okay, all right. So it's not as nerdy as I'm trying to portray
it to
be.
It's pretty nerdy.
It's pretty damn nerdy. And the sad thing is that our old high school friend, he was very excited to hear about Exposé, so I know he's looking forward to listening to this podcast. He texted me and asked me if they did play one song, and I texted him back and said they sure did. I said you'll be hearing it in a few weeks on a later episode. But what was your overall thought of Exposé?
Honestly, they were much better than I thought they would be. Their energy level was really good. They were trying to do like the dance moves from the videos, and they were choreographed pretty well. They were in tune with one another, and their voices were still really good. They were still hitting the high notes, and I was really impressed. They've been singing together for over 30 years.
Because didn't they say that those were actually all the original band members?
I think there were maybe like one or two who started originally, but like these are the three who everybody knows as
right.
Exposé.
Yeah, I'm sure they might have replaced a drummer here or there over the years. But yeah, what was that dancing thing? Because I looked around and I saw a bunch of old ladies who were doing like these really cheesy dances. I was expecting those... what did you call those socks that you all wore?
The scrunch socks?
Yeah, that you would wear like over your pants, over your jeans.
Oh, stirrup pants?
Yeah. I was expecting those.
Stirrup pants are back in.
Oh, they are? Yeah. And like the crunchies in the back of the hair.
Scrunchy.
Scrunchy, yeah. But they were doing these real nerdy dance moves.
They were the moves from the video.
Did you know them?
No.
You didn't know them?
No.
Okay.
No, but I mean, this is 6th, 7th grade.
6th, 7th grade. Aldrich,
maybe into 8th.
The Aldrich dances.
But, yeah, Aldrich mixers.
Uh-huh. Now, how long? They were on for close to a half hour.
Maybe slightly over a half hour.
Maybe slightly over a half hour. And they did 5 songs.
They did 6 songs.
They did 6 songs. Okay. I have poor penmanship.
This doesn't count well.
I can't count either. I did not pass 3rd grade arithmetic. I'll go on record saying that. So what did they do?
So they opened with Come Go With Me.
Which everybody listening should know that.
Who knows who Exposé is knows that song.
Yep. That's from the album. These were all from the album Exposure, Vintage 1987.
With the exception of their second song, right, which I had never heard. It's called Shine On, and they released it as a single in 2012. I don't know if they ever actually went on to make another full album, but they did do this song. It was pretty good. You know, obviously you go to hear the songs that you know, but it was catchy. I wasn't quite as familiar with the 3rd song.
I know you know.
But then they did Let Me Be the One.
Another fan favorite.
Seasons Change, which actually was their biggest hit.
Mm-hmm.
And Point of No Return.
And they rocked out with Point of No Return. That was like their 7-minute song.
Kind of jammed a little bit.
Had the crowd singing.
Had people singing. And some of my coworkers were very excited to see little snippets of the video and to hear them. So
you shared it with some of your coworkers.
I did share it with some of my... The video that I took, not the video that you took.
Oh, boy.
Which, you know, I mean, my videography skills are nowhere near the level of yours. And
well,
it's not
actually mine. We brought the boys. Brought Eugene and company.
Yeah, but I mean, they get distracted by the girls, and so they
the 45-year-old fat girls with crunchies. Yes, they did get distracted by them. So would you say this was one of your favorite shows that you've seen at Epcot?
Honestly, it was. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, Rick Springfield was great because he's Rick Springfield.
Rick Springfield.
Their voices, I think, are in much better shape than his was. So it was a better show than I thought. It was a fun show. It was really high energy. There were some older people who listened to one song or
and then
two,
they get
and
up
then
and
they got up
out.
And left because they're like, we don't know who the heck these people are. But everybody who was there who seemed to be around our age was very into it and seemed to be very pleased with the show. So I think it was a good call on the part of Epcot to bring them in. They're from Miami, so it's not like it's a big trek for them. So hopefully we'll see them back next year.
I mean, this was probably the biggest venue they played in since 1987, don't you think?
I don't know. I don't really know much about what they've been doing in the years since, but probably a good... And I think they actually said at one point that they had done Epcot concerts before and they had taken a hiatus and this was their first trip back in quite some time.
So it was worth a half day.
Yeah, it was absolutely worth a half day. We had a nice day, didn't we?
We did. We did. The food was good, the company was good, and the music was good.
You liked the concert more than you thought you would.
I did.
You were humoring me, but you ended up enjoying yourself.
No, it was good. I liked their music anyways. I'm an Exposé fan. I don't know if I have any of their CDs
in my library,
but no, they are a good band. So that's all I have. Very short intro. We're not going to do an outro. We're just going to get into the concert. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so, but I mean, if you guys happen to be on property in their back there and you like their music, I would definitely recommend checking that out.
And chances are Susie will be taking a half day and spending the afternoon if it's on a Friday.
Well, I don't know that I would take another half day.
Okay.
Maybe try and go on a Saturday.
Maybe go on a Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Susie, for joining us.
My pleasure.
Hopefully Mr. Klinsman is back. I know he's got a ton of vacation. Our fiscal year ends kind of at a goofy time in the middle of the calendar year. So he's got a lot of vacation, a lot of personal time to be taken. So hopefully he'll be back in studio next week. If not, we'll have you come on, maybe Fenway. And
yeah, Fen's always a big contributor.
He's always a big contributor. He's licking his hind legs right now. He follows Susie around. Susie came in the studio, and Fenway was right behind her. So, yeah, that's it. That's without further ado, enjoy the concert, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye, folks.
Music fans, welcome to the America Gardens Theater for tonight's Garden Rocks concert series. Now, come on, put your hands together, and welcome to the stage, Exposé! Thank you.
So thank you so much. Oh, so happy to be here at Disney World, right? It's a pleasure.
We love it here. Thank you so much to Disney for inviting us back. It's been a little while.
Yes, so happy to be back.
I think I brought the hot Nevada weather with me, though.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Anne. Tell them the remarkable news of how long we've actually been singing together.
So it is remarkable, really. We have been together as a group, the same members, and that would be my wonderful partner, Jeanette Jurado, and Joya Bruno here to my right. We have been together for over 30 years. Longer than a marriage, I tell you.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Kind of like a marriage,
actually. Let's do this again.